And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few AmeriCorps folk from the National Civilian Community Corps, or AmeriCorps NCCC, Lindsay Clark, Diego Iglesias, and Brendan Rigney. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Well, you just got in on Monday, and you're here until May 17th. You're here to do some really hands-on community projects. Tell us about the NCCC and what you folks do. What's your mission?
Sure. So AmeriCorps, National Civilian Community Corps, it builds communities and strengthens communities and builds leaders through team-based national community service. So we're here with the Blue 5 team out of the Pacific region, which is based in Sacramento, California. And we'll be here in Sitka for about 6.5, 7 weeks working with the Forest Service.
Okay. And you're looking for some other projects, though, to sort of bulk up your experience. Tell us about that.
So outside of our work hours we have to do throughout the week, we're obligated to fill out another additional 80 hours worth of independent service project hours. So if there's any type of event or organizations in the area that are looking for some volunteer work, we'd be happy to. We've had a lot of experiences in our past projects. We worked with some of the animal sanctuaries when we were in Southern Oregon and stuff like that. So we have a wide range of experiences, and we just hoping to broaden that a little bit more.
You're just here and you're ready to work and you're community minded. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of folks in Southeast are very familiar with the Vistas, but NCCC is just a bit different. Can you talk about that difference? Diego?
So the main difference is that we are a team-based community service project or service. What we mainly do is we stay together as a team. Vista is more independent and they do more capacity building. NCCC is more hands-on work, so we'll go out and we do like trail work or help out with the food bank, and we all live together, so it's a group of 10 of us right now, and we're all from different parts of the country. We all come together and just volunteer for national service.
Okay, and so any nonprofit organization in town who needs a few extra hands can contact you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll get to the contacts in just a little bit, but let's introduce the three of you. Lindsay, what's your background? Who are you?
So my name is Lindsay. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I went to school at the University of Missouri. When I was there, I was very involved in community service, and I realized I kind of wanted to change my career path from being more health-minded to more community service-minded. So I did a year of AmeriCorps Vista service last year in Kansas City, Missouri, and decided I wanted more. So I came back in a leadership role this year with AmeriCorps NCCC. And next year I'll be going back to Chicago to complete my education with a master's in public service management. So.
Okay. Diego?
Yeah, well, I'm Diego Iglesias. I'm from Texas, West Texas. And so I got a background in construction, computer tech. I'm a graphic designer. I went to school at DeVry for graphic design. Really couldn't find a job in my job market, and it was really difficult. So I was just freelancing everything, trying to build up my portfolio. And, you know, the disaster hit down in Austin, Texas, and there was a lot of flooding out there. And so I figured, you know, I'm young, able-bodied, so I can go out there and help them out. But, you know, I had nowhere to stay. And so I've researched, you know, volunteer opportunities where I can have my housing and, you know, a little bit of lunch, food, and a stipend provided. And NCCC came up. And I originally applied to the Peace Corps, and they recommended me to AmeriCorps. And, you know, 5 months later, here we are.
And Brendan.
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I went to school for 4 years for communications. I've been involved in community service throughout college and actually before that, too. I was in Scouts for 12 years. And I got out of college, and I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. I kind of had an existential crisis with where I wanted to go with my life just because I hadn't majored in community service or anything like that in terms of nonprofit work, but that's definitely something I wanted to do. So I talked to a friend of mine who worked at my college who had done the program, and here I am.
So a couple of the folks in your group here in Sitka are just out of high school. You folks are recently completed college. It sounds like this is a great opportunity for folks who are in transition.
Absolutely. Our program is for anyone that's 18 to 24 years old. So if there's some people who know exactly what they want to do when they're done with this program and just kind of needed a break, but it's a perfect way to kind of have a gap year if you're not quite sure either. Everyone is from, like Diego said, from different parts of the country, so we learn so much from each other and so much about ourselves, and it's pretty great.
Well, let's talk about that. What have you learned about yourselves through this program?
Patience. Yeah. So important. as the team leader, I have a way of what I want to happen. I see in my head very clearly how I want things to be done, but there are 9 other people. So it's important to be patient. It's important to listen. And, just because I have an idea doesn't mean it's the best idea. So it's important to keep that in mind.
So this has really helped you on your leadership path.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, everybody comes from different parts of the country. You know, everybody has their different mindsets and their different ideas. And so coming into it with the open mind, and you really absorb all of that. You learn from different parts of the country. And it's not just, so like we kind of poke fun at you. Oh, you're from Texas. And so they know, like, we're all stubborn down there pretty much for the most part. And I carried that with me. I didn't realize how much that, that was a part of me. And everybody coming from North Norris, and we have a lot of our teammates are based off about East Coast for the most part, mm-hmm. I think. And so to see all that just integrated into one team, we all learn from each other and just grow together.
Sounds like for you, the diversity aspect is really important in broadening your horizons.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, and Brendan?
A really concrete example is I eat a lot better. It's not totally true, but we do eat a lot of cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. But we have a lot of people that are more nutrition-minded on our team than I'm used to. We have 2 vegetarians, for starters, and then we have a couple others that always look for food that serves you the best in terms of nutritional value, and that's not something I really considered before this. But that's just an example of how you educate yourself every day with the people you work with, on top of all the other little things. And patience is always another big thing too.
And also concrete growing experiences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to with your work with the Forest Service?
The trail work.
Okay. What will you be doing as you understand it?
Well, for the most part, we'll be doing mostly the trail maintenance. We're getting chainsaw certified, me and Lindsay. And I know that we'll be working with several campgrounds, building general maintenance around the area, just pretty much just maintaining the trails and making sure they're accessible.
Oh, you'll get a chance to become bear aware.
Yeah.
We just went through our bear training yesterday and the day before. So we visited Fortress of the Bear, which was so great. So we learned all about, how bears kind of operate and then how to use bear spray. So we'll be all set, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And plans for after this? Has this experience sparked any visions for your future?
Yeah, I'm definitely more... definitely have a bigger sense of direction in terms of what I want to do after this. I want to do an AmeriCorps VISTA program. One of the examples I'm looking at is in a Midwest town called Gary. And they have a position open in their city planning commission. And that's kind of what I wanted to do because I want to get back to Philly and work in public policy there. But I don't have any really government experience. So I'm hoping that this could be kind of that bridge between what I'm doing now and what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Okay, Brendan. And anyone else?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I went to college for nutrition and fitness. I was very health-minded, but I always wanted to go back to community service. So going through this experience, it kind of made me realize it's okay that I want to do that, and I should definitely follow my passion if that's what I want to do.
Okay. And Diego?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it's changed my perspective. Coming out of Texas, everybody's just generally work-related. Just find a job, work, work at that job, and that's it. But then join here and working for all these nonprofits that we work for, it opens up your perspective and see the whole range of possibilities that you can work for, and getting the work done that we've been doing and then seeing the people that we're helping, just makes the work that much more worth it. So I've been looking at another VISTA program or maybe, some kind of conservation corps down south, a little closer to home. I'm feeling a little homesick, but at the same time, when else are we going to be here in Alaska? So it's a great opportunity to travel, see the world, see the country, and then just help out your fellow countrymen.
So you're here in Sitka through May 17th, and then you head down to Ketchikan?
That's right.
And how long are you in Ketchikan?
July 12th.
Okay, and then it's home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need 80 additional hours. You're talking with Fortress of the Bear. You're talking with Sitka Sound Science Center. Anybody who needs some hands-on help from able-bodied and energetic individuals can contact you. What's the best way to contact you?
That would be me, either by phone or email. So my phone number is 916-717-9965. And again, my name is Lindsay. I'm the team leader for the Blue 5 team. My email is blue5lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, @gmail.com.
Okay, you're all wearing AmeriCorps T-shirts. That's a good way to identify. But so there are 10 new young people in town walking around, maybe with AmeriCorps T-shirts, maybe not. just stop by and say hi and get to know them.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, thanks.
Show us the best spots around town.
There you go. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Lindsay Clark, Diego Iglesias, Brendan Rigney. They're with AmeriCorps NCCC.